chapter 6 today. We're wading our way through the book of Mark, and it's a 16-chapter book, Mark chapter 6. And I'm going to read a section of 6 verses, and today I want to talk to you about what it looks like to be honorable and to honor both Jesus and others. And there's something really significant and powerful about that in this passage of Scripture. What are a few ideas from it? Mark chapter 6, reading from verse 1, it says this: Jesus left there and went to his hometown, accompanied by his disciples. And when the Sabbath had come, he began to teach in the synagogue, and many who heard him were amazed. "Where did this man get these things?" They asked. "What's this wisdom that he has been given? What are these remarkable miracles that he's performing? Isn't this just a carpenter? Isn't this Mary's son and the brother of James and Joseph and Judas and Simon? We know him. Aren't his sisters here with us?" And they took offense at him. Jesus said to them, "A prophet is not without honor except in his own town, among his relatives, and in his own home. He could not do any miracles among them there except to lay hands on a few people and heal them. He was amazed at their lack of faith." It's a strange passage of Scripture in a way, because it starts out a conversation about Jesus amongst his own people. He's amongst his family and his friends and in his hometown, and he's teaching at the Sabbath. And a conversation sparks amongst the people there to say, "But we know this guy. He's an ordinary guy, grew up among us, and we know his brothers and sisters, and they name them, and we know his profession, and they name it, and we know everything about him. How can he be used of God?" And Jesus does this teaching about honor. And I thought it very important to remind ourselves that we ought to honor and respect one another and honor the Lord, and not fall into the trap of familiarity, of finding that somebody who is ordinary can also be extraordinary, can be really touched by God and used by God, and be ordinary in their profession, ordinary in their family life, ordinary in their career, and still extraordinary because they're used by God. And Jesus found a community of people who are quite limited in their faith, because they looked at things from the perspective of, "Oh, that's just Mary's child, and he's just the carpenter, and don't we know this guy? Can anything special come out of this?" I think you should rather say, let's look at the world with awe and say, God is in it, and God is in this person and at work through that person. And to be honoring simply means to define and find the best in somebody, even though they have human characteristics and traits that include weakness and failure and at times disappointment. And Jesus actually is unable, because they're not ready for miracles, unable to perform miracles. His ability wasn't the issue. He was utterly able, but they just simply weren't hopeful. They had little expectation or anticipation. And if they were expecting a miracle, they certainly weren't expecting it from an ordinary guy like that. And I wonder how many miracles we block in our lives, how many things we stop in our lives, because the people God had intended to send or to use just seemed to us to be too ordinary, or seemed to us to be too mundane. And we couldn't imagine that God would bring something in them or through them. And Jesus moves along away from that town just simply because in his own town, his own people, honor was lost because familiarity set in. I never want to have familiarity with my Savior. I know he's a friend that sticks closer than a brother, but I wouldn't greet him as morning brah, because I just don't think that's appropriate in my relationship with God. And I think sometimes we lose the honor and the awe of worship, the honor and the awe of the people that God has put in our lives with spiritual gifts. We forget those, and we really place them into familiar places rather than honor them in special places. And I think that honoring is incredibly powerful in changing, guys laughing at my language, in changing our receptivity or our readiness for a miraculous life. I think You join something, and at first you're in awe, and you think everything's amazing. Then you see a few human things around, and you lose the awe, and then you lose the opportunity to live in that miraculous zone. And I wanted to persuade you this morning, to encourage you, that we should honor one another and be honorable among one another, that we should hold to the highest regard, and then very especially that we should hold Christ to the highest regard, place him at the highest place, and be honorable in regard to him. So how would you do that? Well, I think honor means placing priority on somebody to ensure that their preferences are our preferences, because we honor somebody. Honor means being well prepared, being timeous, being excellent, putting things together with an honorable excellence, because our attitude is, this is for somebody, important to me, and I want to do things in an honorable way. I think honor also sets you up for God to surprise you. These people who experienced very few miracles will have heard the stories of Jesus, the great miracle worker, in other places, because they thought, what a privilege to have Jesus in our town. What a privilege to have the gospel and the kingdom of God in our town. Those towns with that attitude had miracle after miracle after miracle. And then the town that said, what, this guy? Mary's son, the carpenter. He doesn't even have a noble profession. And they just closed the door. And I want to encourage you today to leave the door wide open for God to do amazing things by showing honor to one another, for one another, acting honorably ourselves, and then placing Christ in the highest honor. And that would immediately impact the way we did things, because it's an expression of honor. I absolutely love when people are honorable, because it's so easy to support honorable people. When people have integrity and honor, you want to help them. You want to do the best for them. People are, you know, evasive and tricky and sneaky. It's so difficult to do anything for them, because you feel like you're going to be taken advantage of. But not so with honorable people. And I love honoring Christ, because the Bible says that if we exalted him, he'll exalt you amongst men. And there is something incredibly powerful about that. So I hope that's helpful to you today. And that passage of scripture is Mark 6, verse 1 through 6. I'll do a little bit more reading in the devotions, because I realize often we don't get a chance to do that. So I'll read 5 or 6 verses every time we do devotion, and then a little unpack. And I hope that's helpful. Doesn't matter, Marion, how late you are. Thanks for saying hello, Nicole, and everybody watching. Very big number of people watching live. Please share these videos. They're really making a difference and helping us get the gospel to everybody. Cool. See you tomorrow morning. Then I'm driving through. I got to stop over in Plett to see a church, some church family there. Then I'm going to stop over in George and see some of you there. Then I'm going to make my way to Cape Town. And we'll do church from there for everywhere. Absolutely, North End is open. Come and support. Come build with us. I think it would be wonderful. All right, let's pray. Father, thank you so much that you are indeed worthy of all honor. Thank you, Lord, that you teach us to behave honorably and to regard one another with honor. We are reminded of Corinthians that says, even the parts of the body that seem insignificant, we bestow honor upon them. And Lord, we pray that you'll teach us to be honorable in all that we do today, this week, and that our lives will be defined by honor. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.